My guest this week is Tony Alamo. He's a Bible-believing minister, but also has been spreading this anti-Vatican message for over 40 years. He understood a long time ago that the connection between the Jesuit order and the Vatican-led New World Order has caused America really severe problems. Today, Tony, I wanted to mention, you'd mentioned an article that I've recently written, and I thought I'd get your comments on it, but I thought it should be a kind of a landmark article because for the first time I've seen a state representative candidate, and this is Christopher Strunk from New York. He's from the 18th District in Brooklyn, running on an anti-Vatican Jesuit ticket. He's openly talking about their connection to our U.S. government and the connections that basically have caused problems in our country. And I just thought, I sent you the article, I just thought I might get a comment from you regarding this story. Go ahead.
Right. It's just too bad that we don't have a president of the United States that would cause the people to be registered, because they're a country that is saying that they have immunity here in this country and can do anything they want. They can't even be prosecuted. And so what this man, Strunk, is trying to do, according to what I read in the article that you sent me, was that he's trying to make it a law to where they have to register people that are anti-Christ, anti-American, anti-God, and that they need to register. And it's really, I mean, I applaud this person, and I thank you very much for sending that article.
Yeah, well, what Chris is saying, and he's saying this openly in his Senate race, is that he has sent a Freedom of Information request to the CIA on a father, Deschardin, who is considered the father, a Jesuit priest, the father of the New Age movement. And through Deschardin and the followers of the Jesuit order and many political followers, he believes that they all Jesuit priests should be registered as foreign agents under what we have on the books now, the Logan Act, which is a method of expelling people who are trying to undermine the domestic and foreign policy of the United States. And so the CIA first denied it, then he appealed, and now they've agreed to give him a hearing on this issue. And so now they're in the process of getting all these records on this Jesuit priest, Deschardin. So I find it really interesting. And also, I think it brings awareness to this problem that in the public sector, you don't get any talk about this, Tony. How did you first, how did people respond to you 40 years ago when you started talking about the Vatican? And let me add this, that because of your following, you have three large ministries in the country, and maybe even more than that, but because of this message and your following, they've attacked you for years, trying to silence you. But, well, how were you first met when you started talking about this?
Oh, it was like, it seemed as though every one of them wanted to kill me. President Clinton hired a man that you interview all the time to assassinate me. There's been many assassination attempts and also threats. What can you do about it but pray? Because in the Jesuit oath that's registered in the Library of Congress, it says promise that they will rip the wife apart and tear the baby, your baby, right out of her womb. Abraham Lincoln states, "I say and see a very dark cloud on our horizon, and that dark cloud is coming from Rome. It's filled with tears of blood." Every evil thing that's happening, and I think this article that you sent me from states the same thing, that the Vatican is extremely dangerous. And what they do is they, when you're talking about it, what happens is there's a smear campaign that happens. Actually, right now on Channel 11 in Little Rock, they're saying that we have guns, and we do not have guns. What happened is the people that have been incited in this town in Falk, Arkansas, have threatened to blow our place up and everything, and they shot some bullets into our church. And so as a defense...
And this was just recently, right?
To God's place, because so many churches are being burned today. This is all coming from Rome. This is what they do is keep repeating lies about people, and they keep they just make up all kinds of false stories. Like they took a statement from Buster, who was in our church, and he said, "We've hired armed guards to guard the people at this church because we don't have any guns." And are saying so many lies that it's just unbelievable. They said that we had a dark tunnel over 1,000 feet long, and that we had prisoners in there. They say that we use child labor, and our children do not labor. It's everything that they can. They said that I was beating the Internal Revenue Service out of money. They said I wanted to hang a federal judge. I mean, and the things they said, and so many other things that I just, you know, and I really, it doesn't bother me that much, with the exception of some people that would ordinarily have believed the ministry, the message that I'm delivering, that they would believe. And it's not to hurt me, because I'm saved and I'm going to stay saved. But of what it is against people that they're lying to, because they say you should be afraid of them, when in reality, people should be not fear, but the Vatican is the most cruel bunch of people, and Lincoln said it, and that's why they killed him.
Mm-hmm.
It was Vaticanites that murdered Abraham Lincoln, and it was the Vaticanites that murdered John F. Kennedy, because he found out what they were, and he started turning on them. He wouldn't even let Cardinal Spellman come into the White House unless he snuck in through the back door. And it's just amazing and sad that so many people believe these lies that are told in the media, because the media is also a branch of the Vatican. And we have a statement from this is a Catholic newspaper. It says, from the beginning of his presidency, George Bush has been promoting the Jesuit agenda. 2 months into his presidency, surrounded by cardinals of Rome, the president, supposed to be the president of the United States, dedicated a cultural center in Washington, D.C., to the greatest enemy this republic, meaning the United States, though so many people think it's a democracy, has ever had. The greatest enemy that this republic has ever had, the Pope of Rome. Bush declared that he is going to enforce the words and teachings of the Pope here in America. The quote, the very best way to honor Pope John Paul, this is Bush speaking, John Paul II, one of the great men, is to take his teachings seriously, to listen to his, I say in brackets, lying words, and put his lying words and his teachings into action here in the United States of America. And this is Patricia Zepoa, Catholic News Service, March 24, 2001. If they want to get a copy of that, just ask ask it from Patricia Zoopa, Catholic News Service, March 24, 2001. And then there's the Jesuit Oath that is in the Library of Congress. And they're saying that they will be glad if the Pope tells them to destroy any man, woman, of any age, sex, or condition, and that they will hang, burn, waste, boil, flay, strangle, and bury alive. That's heretics. Rip up the stomachs and wombs of their women and crush their little infant heads against the walls in order to annihilate their entire race, or they call it a race of people that is against the Vatican, that when that the same cannot be done openly, I will secretly use the poisonous cup. I'll use poison on them and strangulation cord. The steel of the knife or the lead bullet, regardless of the honor, rank, dignity, or authority of the person, whatsoever may be their condition in life, either public or private, as I at any time may be directed so to do by any against the Pope or superior of the Brotherhood of the Holy Father, which I say the Unholy Father of the Society of Jesus. Okay, they call themselves the Society of Jesus, and Jesus says for us not to murder anybody. And he said that we should be kind to people, and that we should help people. Even though I know that they are this way, I have never killed anyone, but they've burned people to the stake for thousands of years now. They're the ones that nailed Jesus to the cross, and they're the ones that are doing everything in their power to make it look as though the Jews are the Jesuits. The Jews are trying to run the world. No, it's them. The Bible plainly states that every evil thing that's happening in this world is coming from the Vatican, coming from Rome, and that's exactly the same thing that this man, Christopher Strunk, is saying. He says they're dangerous and they have destroyed America, and he wants to make it against the law for them to be in the United States without unless they identify themselves, just like the people that are child molesters, these priests of the Vatican that, and you never see the news media attack them. I mean, you never see them identify these murdering a bunch of people. And so that's why I'm so happy. I pray, but, you know, even if he makes it, what they're going to do is try to, he better get a lot of bodyguards around him, because I believe
You know what they also did now, and I told him to watch his back.
Yeah.
But what they've also done already is they contacted him from what I consider to be a Jesuit-run newspaper, the American Free Press, in Washington, and they wanted to do a story about him, but they said they wouldn't touch the Jesuit order or the Vatican.
Well, that means that they are the Jesuit order.
Exactly. And so what, I wrote another article about it, and it was quite interesting because he said that the reporter contacted him, said he couldn't touch the Vatican issue. And then I said, well, how can a newspaper cover a man who's running on an anti-Vatican ticket without covering the Vatican? And so when you look into the American Free Press...
People. And what I do is I keep praying for them. You know, I'm not asking the world to rise up and murder them, because then I wouldn't be a Christian, just like they're not. But what I am saying is the truth about them, and so what they're doing is making a bunch of lies about me, that I'm a child abuser, child molester, want to hang a federal judge. They've got me worse than worse than Hitler. Now, President Abraham Lincoln blamed the papacy with the Civil War in these words: "This war would never have been possible without the sinister and secretive influence of the Jesuits." That means the Roman Catholic. "We owe it to popery," in other words, the Pope, "that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest son." Lincoln added, "I am for liberty of conscience in its noblest, broadest, and highest sense, but I cannot give liberty of conscience to the Pope and to his followers, the Papists, so long as they tell me through all their councils and their theologians and canon laws that their conscience orders them to burn my wife, strangle my children, and cut my throat when they find their opportunity. And that's what they're trying to do now, is to rise the public up against me. Now, this is all done by the Vatican, because the Bible says that Satan in the last days would be given a mouth. In other words, to express Satan's views, and that's what the media is. It's all controlled by Tammany Hall, which is like the Irish Catholic newspaper, and they ran the crime rackets in New York a long time ago, but now it's even more organized. They are in every area of human life today. And they can make things look like accidents, but they really, when they murdered, there was a whole bunch of them, but one of them just murdered, and the rest of them went to Canada, and they were, by the Vatican, sent to Rome, and they hid them in the Vatican. So,
yeah, and that was the Abraham Lincoln hit team. Yeah, I mean, that's in a historical record, but what they do is they hide these books, they make it hard for people to read, and they keep people in ignorance. Now, what's so interesting is no one even, the mainstream media is so obvious, and the alternative media too, most of them, because they won't even get into the story about what Lincoln told us about the Vatican. They won't get into how the Vatican supported Hitler. And they don't get into basically how they operate behind the scenes. And you're a perfect example, and I wanted to say this, of how they really work, because I can remember, and this is years ago, and I remember when, just in passing, seeing on TV when they were slamming you back in the 80s and 90s. And I remember the kind of propaganda that was, and I can still, I don't remember exact stories, but I remember how they depicted you as this evil minister. Now, what I did is when your story came to my, a couple of years ago when I started looking into your story, one of the things I did is I contacted an FBI agent who tried to, who was assigned to basically bring you down and kill you. Now, he left the FBI over your story because he told me, he said he couldn't find anything wrong with you, thought you were crystal clear, and told his bosses that. And they said, basically, either you have to kill him or get him on an IRS, trump up an IRS charge, because that was it. So when I looked at the truth of what they did is they basically used the media to run a propaganda campaign, because any minister like you that comes out publicly against the Vatican is a target for their wrath. And what they do is they accuse you of exactly what they do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're the murderers. I mean, they've been burning people at the stake for hundreds of years, and they've causing the Civil War. They caused World War I, World War II, and they are the ones that set up Pearl Harbor. They're the ones that set up, FDR was one of them. He knew that they were going to bomb and Pearl Harbor, and it, also they're the ones that murdered the people, and Clinton stated that he takes full responsibility for it, and his attorney general, who is a homosexual, she's a lesbian, said they were fighting over who took credit for killing those little babies. They said they were being abused. Well, what's more abusive than to burn them up? And, you know, the general public is so loaded on narcotics and drugs that they just can't balance that one out. It just doesn't compute in their mind. And, they're also the ones that, and Bush was in on it, every one of these people, the federal government, the different FBI, they were the ones that planted bombs in the building. Then the media says, no, that never happened, it never happened. But those buildings pancaked down just like the ones that they blow up in Las Vegas, those old hotels, when they're going to build a new hotel there. So this is all the sinister, secretive work of the Jesuits who threaten, they say that we will pull the infant out of your wife's belly, and if they're born already, they're smashed their head. This is a very, I mean, there's nothing more evil than Satan. And the Bible says that, Jesus stated that there isn't anything worse than them, than Satan. He says their home base is Rome, Italy, the city of the seven hills or mountains. And that's Satan's seat, he said. And so if people don't believe God, but they believe these liars on these coffee pot radio stations, and they can just make you, they keep repeating the same things over and over again in hope that you'll just do nothing but answer that so that you won't preach the gospel anymore. That's why they took the Bible out of schools and everything out of the government, the Word of God. They're even saying they want to take His name and God we trust off of currency and coins. And they're anti-God, Christ, anti-God. This is the actual anti-Christ that God promised would come. He said, when the lawless one comes. They have no law. The only law they have is lawlessness. And they swear that they're going to murder anybody. This is, and they call themselves Christians. That's the thing that really gets me. How many motion pictures have to be made? Even the motion pictures are coming out telling that it was the Roman soldiers that nailed Jesus to the cross. And there's hundreds of movies that have come out, and there's thousands upon thousands of books of converted Catholic priests that have said all these things about the Vatican. And the Lord says that we have to resist them verbally, not with guns, because we, honest to God, do not have guns. And we've proved that many times. Many times these Vaticanites would raid our facilities, and they'd look, you know, furiously. They'd try to search us and go through everything that we had, just dump it on the floor. And they found no guns. They didn't even find a water pistol, because they would make up an excuse if one of our kids had a water pistol to kill them, because they say in their oath that is registered in Washington, D.C. in the Library of Congress, they will murder little kids. They'll kill them. They'll smash their heads against walls, even little helpless infants. And they're the ones that have come up, they say, it's so easy for them to say, well, we're against abortion. And then they're the ones that made it a law. The whole Congress and Senate and the Supreme Court are all Jesuit priests. Every single one of them. I've had it checked out. They've been attacking us for over 40 years. It's almost 44 years in September. It will be 44 years. And so I know them very well, and I have nothing against Catholic people. It's their doctrine and the things that the hierarchy is doing. They're ordering our troops to come against us.
Tony, let's hold that thought. We're going to take about a 3-minute break, so we'll come back with my guest, Pastor Tony Alamo, after these short messages on the Investigative Journal, back in about 3 minutes. Okay, welcome back to the second half hour of the Investigative Journal. You're listening to WCBR-AM in Canton, Ohio. You can catch my show. I'm your host, Greg Krasinski, every Wednesday at this time for an hour, and then on Sundays from 1 to 2, so don't miss it, because you're going to get information here that the mainstream media, our government, the Vatican, they don't want you to hear, because the Pope and our government relies on your ignorance to get their programs passed. And so if you want to become informed, this show is a good place to start. Also, you can go to my website at Arctic, that's ArcticBeacon.com, and especially go to Rare Books and Documents, because I have a lot of information there, books and things that this Vatican-led New World Order has tried to suppress so that you remain ignorant. But the more you read, the more you understand how they operate, the better off you are. Pastor Alamo is a perfect example, because he's been fighting this long before I started, and I want to congratulate him. He's been doing this for over 40 years, and he's felt the brunt of this Vatican-led New World Order. And one thing we should talk about is how they infiltrate churches. It's not a surprise. It's no surprise that if you go to any Protestant, Calvinist, Baptist church today, you're not going to hear anything about what the Bible says about the Antichrist being the Vatican, because you know what? That wouldn't be good business for them, would it, Pastor Alamo? And I know you don't hold back when you give your message, correct?
Oh, that's absolutely right. I know the Bible from one end to another, and I know that the Bible talks very explicitly about the Vatican, the, you know, that it comes from Rome and that it controls everything in the world. It had to control the media, so because in the event that they have somebody that they want to murder and get rid of, what they do is keep pounding. Keep broadcasting that this person is worse than Hitler. They have to be gotten rid of. It's amazing that somebody hasn't already killed them. That's what they do, is poison the minds. So every time I hear media coming against anybody, I know that that person has to be up straight, you know, very straight. And they do that to different rulers of countries. They say, this man is like a maniac, and they get a few people, like you can get plenty of people in this country that says that Bush is a maniac, that he's insane. And he is, but what they do is they take it upon themselves, okay, in Romania, that man is like a Hitler or worse. So let's get our army and navy and marines, which is now the international troops. They've even put people out of the Navy for saying that they're the U.S. Navy now. They're just brain damaged, brainwashed is the word that's more commonly used, people, into the point that the entire world, the Bible said, would be deceived, and they are. And it's the time of the Lord coming back to earth again, and he's going to destroy them with a rod of iron. That means his word. So God pulled strongest people that have ever been known on the face of this earth, the Bible says, to stand up against this bunch of devils and to expose them so that people know who their enemy is. And if people want to believe this Pope, who is a child molester, homosexual, which God said he's going to burn him up, you want to believe him before the Lord, well then, you know, don't complain when you stand before the judgment bar of God and God slings your lying, degenerate soul into the pit of hell, into the lake of fire, because I keep praying that God will save all you people out there in the world, but the Lord keeps telling me that if they don't repent, they're going to go to hell, and he's not going to have any mercy on them, because these people, you can tell in the report that I read that is listed in the congressional record in Washington, D.C., that they have no mercy on anybody, especially the ones that are telling the truth. Especially little babies that have never, the ones that came up with this abortion, there's over 500 million of them destroyed every year because of the Vatican. And they keep some of the priests think they're doing good, you know, and I like a lot of different priests, but, you know, and I do my best to get out of there. Jesus, God says, out of her, my people, so that you're not going to partake in the plague. So many plagues on this bunch of devils and the whole media, because they are absolutely antichrist and evil. They're bad. These are the bad people of this world. They're the ones that, like you said, have everything that they do, and even more. Like what they do is they run slave labor camps. The prisons today are slave labor camps. They make people work in there for like pennies, and some of them don't get anything at all. They're making all kinds of types of military weapons and clothing and everything in there, and they're competing with the general public, and the general public hasn't got a chance. And the rest of the labor force, the different industries, goes to Japan, China, and to Italy and Germany, and that's God is starting to pour out his wrath on them and on the people in this country. I hear that has got four bypasses. God's going to kill them, and I want them to know that so that they'll repent. I'm not against them. I'm the best friend they ever had. I'm telling them the truth. If they don't repent and stop doing what they're doing, lying about people that are highly called of God, they're going to wind up dead and in hell, and it could happen any time. God, it just gives them heart attacks and leukemia, all sorts of things like this.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I wanted to mention was your coming out against them has basically led to a lot of problems, but you've always seemed to overcome them. But the one thing that I'd like to emphasize is that they keep an eye on most every movement that's going on in this country, especially the religious movements. And the one thing they do, one thing they're doing right now is this huge process of saying that the Vatican has changed. We're unifying with everybody, and that's a warning to people. And I try to make it, and I know you do, and that is that don't unify with the beast.
Right, because what they are is unifying with Satan worshippers and devil worshippers. It's the same thing. And the Hare Krishnas and everybody. But the Lord plainly tells us that we, who are true Christians, that are surrounded with the protection of the Lord, and that we are surrounded with His mercy. And if I got killed, I don't care because I'm saved. I'll go right into heaven. But this earth needs somebody that has eternal fortitude to come out and tell people, like the chutzpah, as we Jewish people say. My real name is Bernie Lazar Hawk. I changed my name to Tony Alamo when I was a... when I was an entertainer, that's another thing that they do, is they like to persecute black people and Jews. And, you know, they also are against, even though they are homosexuals, they say they're against homosexuals. Just to prove it, they murdered quite a few of them in World War II in Poland. And John Paul, too, they make up a history on him, but they forget to say that he's the one that helped make the cyanide gas for hydrocarbon to make their aspirin and a lot of other things that people are using. They're making pills now that people are taking that are killing them. A prescription medicine actually is poison. It kills you. The Lord told me I had this sugar diabetes, and I was taking some pills, and it just made me feel bad, so the Lord told me to quit it, you know, so I threw them all away. I don't take any kind of medication anymore. I'm in good health. I lift weights, you know, and I lift pretty heavy weights, too. And as a matter of fact, I think I lift more weights than anyone in our church, and there's a lot of people in our church. So, and I'm almost, I'm like 73 and a half years next month.
Can you tell us about your website and also some of the radio stations you're on? Because I know you try to spread this message all week long. Go ahead.
Okay. Our website is alamoministries.com. And most of the literature that I've written is on there. And every day I do a radio broadcast, and it's on the website, on that website. And then also you wanted to know about the different radio stations I'm on. I don't know which ones there are, but we're all over the world, and we can send to anyone that wants to. Have you done it there? I'll have my wife read it for you, okay? Because I've got very bad eyes. Go ahead, read it.
In Little Rock, a station 50,000 watt, KAAY AM 1090,
yes,
at 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., Monday through Friday. We're in Memphis, on WMQM AM 1600 at noon. And
we're all over Africa and India. It's on shortwave. That's the main thing that they listen to in those countries, then in China. Then what else?
At New York, on
He's getting bad eyes just like me. Come over here and read it.
Are you there?
WVNU-AM, 1160 New York, 5 a.m. Dallas, KKGM-AM, 1630 at 1215 a.m. Los Angeles, KLAA-AM, 830 at 5 a.m. Atlanta, Georgia, WAEC 860 AM, 5 AM, and also on WGUN in Atlanta, AM 1010, 1 PM. Chicago, WCFJ 1470 AM at 645 AM. Fort Smith
Arkansas.
On KOAI AM 1060 at 8 AM, and also in Fort Smith on KOMS FM 107 at 4 a.m. and Las Vegas KLAV AM 1230 at 10 p.m.
Okay.
All kinds of new ones, all the
and I might add that if you want to find out the total listings, you can go to Pastor Alamo's website, and you list all the stations that you're on and the times. And also, you put those messages on the Internet so people can listen to them at their leisure, correct?
They can order them, either CD or audio tape. Charge, we'll send it to them, and also we'll send them free of charge literature. If they don't have a Bible, we'll send them one. And, you know, a lot of people say, why would I want, for love or money, to take this persecution? I wouldn't do it for love or money. As a matter of fact, I own a Beatles album that they say is worth $100 million. If I wanted to, I could say, if I was just, not totally convinced and full of confidence of the Lord that he's going to protect me, I would definitely sell the Beatles album and go, but I will not recant what I've said or what I've done. I'm proud of everything I've said and done.
And, you know, one thing that's interesting, you touched on this fact, and to try to make a case of the Vatican being involved and how they operate in the United States is a daunting task, but not as difficult as it may seem. And I recommend that people look at all areas, religious leaders like yourself who have come out against the Vatican, for not reasons of hatred towards Catholics for any reason whatsoever.
Absolutely not, yes.
But to understand their geopolitical role. And it's immense when you begin to look at it. And so if you begin today and work your way back to, you can work your way back to Lincoln, then you go back to the foundation of our country, then you go back to the Council of Trent in 1543 when the Jesuits were, at the time they were formed, in order to repress any kind of Protestant Reformation. And if you even go back, way back, 2,000 years ago, you're going to see the same type of evil back during the time of Jesus as you see today. And it is basically a satanic group who work together with the highest level families through the Vatican being the core center of this in order to basically spread the word of Lucifer and Satan through their satanic rituals. And that's why you see, Tony, these child, basically why you see child sacrifices, why they make it a point to keep wars going, because this fuels their, what they call their short path. They found a way, and they believe, I believe it's important to understand your enemy, they understand, they believe, that through this type of these ritualistic ceremonies, it gives them power and it gives them force so they can carry on this power from generation to generation. And that's why, for example, they burned Bible believers at the stake. The burning is very important, and it goes back to the gods of Babylon and the gods of the Phoenicians, even. And that's why even the Jews that were killed, this is an interesting story, but most people believe they were all gassed. But most of the Jews that went into the ovens were still alive. And so they were burned to death. Another ritual sacrifice. And I think you understand this, but it's important that people start reading, because they get away with people being ignorant and continue seeing wars go on. The Pope's Crusade, 6.6 million killed in Afghanistan, over a million killed Iraq, using our military. Any thoughts on that?
And, yes, and what they do is accuse us of abusing children or abusing anybody. Like you said earlier in the program, that they are the ones that do that stuff. And, you know, the way that people can really tell that they're of the devil is they use incantations. That is where they chant and repeat the scriptures, like, Holy Mother Mary of God, the Lord is with thee. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And they keep repeating that over and over again because they don't allow them to know the Bible. They know the Lord's Prayer. They keep reciting that over and over. But the Bible says that the New Testament, the whole entire New Testament, was written in the blood of Jesus. And so he commands us to learn not only the Old Testament, but not only the New Testament, but the Old, the New. They're all one Bible. The Old Testament tells of Jesus that he's going to come to the world in the exact way, about 333 different prophecies. And the New Testament shows that he fulfilled all those prophecies, and he never killed one person, and he instructed his people not to murder anybody or to have weapons of carnal weapons of war, and so on. So these incantations that they have a Catholic channel now. You can tune it on and see that they use incantation means the use of spells or verbal charm spoken or sung as part of the ritual magic. Hence, against magic, the ceremonial chanting or preaching or the recitation of incantations, which is magic, sorcery, enchantment, bad. This is the Webster's Dictionary. That's all they do. They just keep saying the same things. And now they're starting to speak in English because they have written in their own magazines that Tony Alamo has destroyed verbally half of the Catholics that left the church. They used to boast of 1 billion followers. That was 25 years ago, and now they, 25 years, they said that it was, I cut the church in half because of my programs back then, and now God only knows how little they have left. But don't see any big congregations except when people want to see the Pope, because they might want to look at the Antichrist, the head of the Antichrist movement. And so anybody that has a brain in their head would believe somebody that's chanting, using black magic or voodoo or hoodoo, and just reciting a couple of scriptures, they are of the Lord, and that they are doing all these evil things and this will burn babies. I mean, you know, people, they really praise Washington, D.C. Well, go to the Library of Congress, you people out there, and get the Jesuit oath, and you'll see this is the very thing, same thing that I read on Greg's radio program today is there, filed away by the Jesuits. And so, it's in every way. In every way, they are like evil. Of course, they're murdering hundreds of millions of people and have done so for the past thousands of years, a couple of thousand years at least. And their doctrine is anti-Bible. Everything that they pray to Mary, which is an absolute sin, Mary didn't die on the cross and shed her blood for the forgiveness of your sins, and if she did, because only Christ, the Son of God, is the one that died for you. He's the only one that you're to pray to God through Christ, who is the high priest after the order of Melchizedek, the new priesthood. He made us able, if we're washed in the blood and we repent of our sins, what it says to do, we reach the throne of God. We can be born again of the Spirit. Everyone out there can be forgiven for all these murders that you've done. You have to confess and come forward to the Lord. I can't forgive sin, either can priests. But I'm more of a priest than they are, because the Lord says that he made the born-again Christians the Son of God, kings and priests. We are the rulers of this world. That's what the Lord said. The Bible says that. That sneak around and lie and hide things, that's not of the Lord, that's of the devil. The devil is a thief, a murderer, and a liar, and the father of every liar. And so that's why you see these politicians are lying. What they say they're going to do, they're not going to do it. I mean, it gets worse and worse every year. We're going to make a change, they say. Yeah, it's going to be a change for the worse. It's going to get worse and worse, the Bible says. Out all of his plagues, and it's going to get really hot. There'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. God is going to kill all those people, and I'm warning you from the Bible that he said these things, and so you better receive them and repent so you can be saved. Am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? I pray that you think not.
Right, and I think people, you know, looking, if you look at this show that I've had on for the last several 4 years or so, I've tried to bring as many people together to spread this message so that people would start reading on their own. And one of the things I did, and it's interesting, and perhaps I'll send you these questions, but I've asked people to contact each Jesuit provincial, and many people don't even know what that is, but there's 10 of them in this country, and they're strategically placed in every area of our country. Now, this is worldwide. So I figured, you know, okay, you've listened to Hidden History, you've listened to people like Pastor Alamo, who tell you the religious side of this story and how he's tried to warn people for over 40 years. But what about today? What can we do? So I came up with 10 questions to ask each Jesuit provincial. Now, if they're an honest group, now I always say this, they're either evil or they're good. There's no in between here. And if they were good, why won't they answer these questions? Because they know my show is the one, and probably one of the few shows in this country that deals in this subject in depth. And I've sent these questions to each provincial head. Questions like, do you believe in the Pope's universal spiritual power over every human creature? Do you believe there's only one salvation and thus forgiveness of sins in the Church, of Roman Catholic Church? Do you believe the Pope's universal temporal power, that he has the right to rule the government of every nation? Do you believe that the Pope has the right to remove political leaders from their offices for their refusing to uphold the temporal power of the Pope? And it goes on with 10 questions that are general, but yet very informative, and you think they would answer. They do not want to even answer one simple question. And I recommend send every politician in your area these questions, because they all work together. But this is a perfect example, Pastor Alamo, of what we're talking about. They won't even talk to you.
Yeah, but you see, the Lord said when they accused him of casting devils out of people by the spirit of Satan, he said that this is the unforgivable sin to call the Holy Spirit satanic. And he said, even Satan, like you could ask them all these questions that you want to, and they're not going to, he said, if Satan started coming against Satan, his kingdom would be divided. He said, a kingdom that is divided cannot stand. So therefore, he said, he's not going to rat out himself. He has to be converted so that he is walking after the spirit of the Lord rather than the spirit of Satan. Ask these people, and a lot of people wonder, well, why don't they, more people come forward? Because high-paying jobs, and they have to support their high lifestyle of living, and they don't want to be divided from Satan, because Satan gives them food, just like the Lord says, I love, but Esau have I hated. He sold his birthright and to be in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ for a bowl of beans. That's what people sell their souls for. They want food and a good living in this. That's all they have. And they're not going to have anything else. The rest, all eternity long, and it never ends, they're going to be burning and weeping and wailing and gnashing or on their tongue for, they're going to curse the day that they are doing what they're doing today and they've done in the past.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention in our last minute here, Pastor Alamo, that you can read about Pastor Tony Alamo at alamoministries.com, and also go there and find out the radio shows he's on, and just tell us where your main three ministries are located in the final seconds here.
We have one in New York, we have one in Los Angeles, we have one in Arkansas, and one in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Then we have the churches all over the world, and there's hundreds of distributors of my literature in the United States.
Okay, Pastor Alamo, we're all out of time. I want to thank you again. We'll have you on as usual again. Thanks for your message, and we'll talk again.
Lord bless you.
Okay, that was Pastor Tony Alamo. We're all out of time on the Investigative Journal today. Until next week at the same time, and don't forget, catch the Sunday show at 1 to 2. Until then, good afternoon.